everything is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Waves and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
Here. We are here.
We are here, lost. And we are fashionably late.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to a very early edition of the Vols Deep Podcast on this Veterans Day. Huge shout out to all of our veterans. If you are a veteran listening tonight, let us know in the comments. We would love to hear from you. We hope everyone's doing well. Thank you for joining and supporting us. Episode 19 is officially underway. And we are live from the Vol Cave, our number 6 ranked Tennessee Volunteers are 8-1 overall, 5-1 in the conference, number 1 in the conference. And no, I didn't stutter there, just to make sure I didn't.
Yeah, say that again.
Josh Heupel's Tennessee Volunteers are number 1 in the SEC on a 4-game win streak. Imagine if we would have beat Arkansas.
Let's not talk about it.
There wouldn't be as much pressure coming up on us this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As always, we're live tonight on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. For our TikTok listeners, if you don't like the behind-the-scenes view, look us up on Facebook or YouTube under Vols Deep Podcast. That's V-A-W-L-S.
Say Vols with your Deep. Chest.
Vols.
Vols.
On the left, I have Josh. On the right, I have Spur, for the ones that don't know. Spanky had to work today on Veterans Day. Then he had basketball tonight, so he don't get to join us tonight.
We'll give Spanky some credit. He's taking care of the kids of the community, coaching a little bit of junior pro basketball, middle school basketball. So have fun, Spanky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot coming your way tonight. Let's go ahead and thank our sponsors, VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, 865 Exterior Solutions, Hound Dogs, Knoxville, Tennessee Trends, Freedom Motors, LLC, last but not least, the Vol Navy. Wow. If you enjoy watching or listening to us, we would greatly appreciate you supporting them for supporting us. They are truly the best in the business. We have a lot cooking in the Vols Deep Kitchen tonight. It's going to be a little bit different since we are doing 2 shows this week. We're going to recap Tennessee's win over Mississippi State. Everything from stats to Nealon's game maxims, injuries, rankings, polls, Vegas. We'll have everything you need to know covered, discussing the hell state, the cowbell ringing Bulldogs. Usually we would dive into Tennessee's upcoming matchup, but this week we're going to save that for our live show at Hound Dogs, Knoxville, later in the week. Should be fun breaking it up like this because I'm testing the waters of doing multiple episodes per week for season 3, so this should be a good test.
Did I hear that? Live on location show coming up this week?
Yep, live on location, Hound Dogs, Knoxville, Friday. So come say hey.
Be on the lookout for us Friday at Hound Dogs. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We have some basketball talk, both ladies and men. We're going to save start, bench, cut, one word, over, under, and the duel for our live show at Hound Dogs. Maybe we can get some sponsors to jump in on them segments with us.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Would be.
Cool. We'll go over the coaches poll, the AP poll. A lot of things just don't make much sense right now. The second release of the college football rankings will be Tuesday, tomorrow. that's the big boy, the one that truly matters. But the coaches and AP poll help influence the College Football Playoff Committee votes. So these rankings do truly matter. However,
the big one's tomorrow.
Yep, the big one's tomorrow.
Yes.
One of our listener favorites to see and listen to is one of us suffering. For this week, you get to see me suffer. I had to shave my eyebrow off. Or a eyebrow off.
I still think it should have been both.
You should be showing it off right now, but you know.
You could probably see it a little bit. But I'll raise this thing up a little bit higher later, and I'll show you the video of me shaving it off. So,
speaking of showing, Vol Daddy, you made an appearance on ESPN this week.
I did. Wasn't the first time. I guess the last time all of us were.
Yeah, I was
were on there for for Nashville. I've got that video too. I should repost it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. It's fun.
The college football loser punishment is very entertaining and satisfying for the ones who do not have to do it. But there'll be another loser for tonight's pick'ems. So who must dip into the cup of punishments, the cup of misfortune tonight? We'll reveal that later in the show. We will also reveal the listener winner from our Vols Deep Facebook page. That person will win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some other cool items from the Vol Navy. Look at them energy drinks right there.
That's what I was looking at. Hey, this is good stuff right here. Tenergy, the official sports drink, energy drink of the Vols. Vol Navy carries this. Go to volnavy.com or tenergy.com to get yours. It's really, really good.
Really, really good.
We'll do our football pick'ems for this week on Friday's show. Not tonight, but both shows are going to be a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. Let's give a big shout-out to our friend and Vol for Life, Stephen Hensley. Stephen is both a realtor and insurance broker. He can help answer any questions you have about real estate. What's the market doing? Is it a good time to buy or sell? What's your home worth? Do you need to make improvements or repairs to get the most money for your home? He has an insurance brokerage. He can shop your home, auto, boat, RV, ATV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb, whatever you need, Stephen can do it for you. He can also offer commercial and business insurance, any line of business. Text or call Stephen, 865-742-1672. Let's check our comment box and see what's going on. Chris says, Spur, bring me one of those energy drinks tomorrow.
I can do it.
How many you got?
I've got four right now. Chris, I hope to have some more come to the end of the week. I'll maybe grab some by while I'm at Hound Dogs Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try one. I haven't tried one yet.
They're delicious, man.
They really are.
They're really good.
Clay says, first time I've ever got to listen live, go Big Orange. Yeah, usually it's Wednesdays at 8:30. We're doing two shows this week, kind of testing the waters, testing the analytics, stuff like that. Chase says, in honor of another Titans loss, you all should celebrate with mayo coffee.
No, thank you.
I do not claim the Tennessee Titans.
I don't either right now.
I haven't since probably middle school.
I watched the first half yesterday, and that's all I could handle.
I didn't watch any of it.
Sonny says, go Vols.
Go Vols.
JC says, I'll be in Toronto for a few days. Miranda says, might have to stop by. JC says, yo-yo bros. Eric says, first time viewer in Hawaii.
Go Big Orange. Wow.
That's from your homeland over there, isn't it?
It's about noon.
I lived there for about 3 years or so.
Listen, what is it, 1 o'clock in Hawaii right now, if I remember correctly?
It should be 6.
Yeah, 5 hours
six
behind?
Hours, no, it should be like, they're behind, so it'd be like 12. Something
like 12 o'clock. Hey, I gave out the wrong address. It's tenergydrink.com. I got to get it right here.
We appreciate you listening, Eric. I love seeing the map whenever it shows where the listeners are listening to as far as the audio versions go from. Denny says hello. Chris says hello, beautiful people.
We're beautiful.
Must be talking to Josh.
Yeah, you talking to me. Look at that hair over there.
Let's roll over to TikTok. 3,500 likes already on TikTok. First time we've really got to acknowledge y'all. Tennessee Kid says, y'all think Nico and Thornton will play Saturday? We'll get a little bit deeper into that later. Not sure what that username is, but they said, thoughts on Dylan Sampson fumbling 3 straight games in the red zone. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. Boofer, what's up, James? He says, Luke. That's the cameraman for Tennessee and CBS.
I love
He's
it.
A man.
He is the man.
Also, Eric Ainge, he's got to claim Eric now, unfortunately. But we appreciate y'all very much. Yes, Facebook Live is working, so if you want the full effect and not just this background type view that we got to give you on TikTok, go to Vols Deep Podcast on their Facebook or YouTube. We'll check the YouTube as well. It looks like YouTube's running a little bit behind, but we'll try to get that fixed. If we don't see your comment, feel free to send it as many times as necessary. We love to hear from our listeners. All right, let's get Vols Deep into our news and notes. We'll start with the coaches poll. Starting at number one, Oregon. 2, Ohio State.
Stop. Ohio State. Yep. Texas. Texas is the second best team in the country right now.
I disagree.
I disagree with you there, but I disagree. Ohio State's number 2. We'll get more into the AP poll.
Yeah.
4, the Tennessee Volunteers. 5, Penn State. 6, Indiana. 7, Notre Dame. 8, BYU. 9, Alabama. And 10, Georgia. That's a coach's poll. It's the least important poll. But all of this contributes and affects the final product. So we can go over the AP poll now, like I always do. I'm going to go through these literally one by one. It's going to be a little bit hectic, but let's do it and see what happens. Number one, we have Oregon.
I'm okay with it. They're undefeated.
They're undefeated. You know, I mean, what can you say?
Undefeated power to 14. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I have no argument really here. They're taking care of business. But I want to add this before I get any further. The Big Ten has 2 ranked wins as a whole in the entire conference.
For the entire conference? Only
entire
2?
Conference. 2 wow. ranked wins.
And one of them was Oregon against Ohio State, wasn't it?
Yes. But I have no issue with Oregon.
They number just keep 2, winning, man.
Yep. Number 2, Ohio State.
I have a big issue with them, man. Yeah. It's all about the brand.
It's name recognition. That's all it is.
It's name recognition is all it is. And if Ohio State had our schedule, they wouldn't be bowl eligible right now.
We say that all the time, but yet they're always right there at the top. And Oregon's the only team that beat them, and they're the only team ahead of them.
They don't play anybody.
I know. I agree with you, but it's just name recognition. And come to the SEC. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't like this, man. Ohio State has 1 ranked win. And the team they beat was Penn State, who has 0 ranked wins.
Done nothing but ugly win all year.
Penn State gave the game to them, literally handed it right to them.
Yeah. Ohio State has wins over Akron, Western Michigan.
Oh.
Powerhouse right there.
Marshall. A 4-5 Michigan State team, a 6-4 Iowa team, barely squeezed by Nebraska. They're 5-4, and a win over a 1-8 Purdue team. It's like Medea there for a second. The number 2 team in the country, right there.
So they played Mississippi State and Kent State all year. What you're telling me?
Kent State.
Yeah, really bad and really, really bad.
Really bad and really, really bad, yeah. Man, they're gonna make the playoffs easily. They ain't played nobody.
The problem is, we're talking about Tennessee. We can only play who's on our schedule. But, you know, Ohio State's in that conference, and the conference is weak, all things considered. But they can only play who's on their schedule, too. Schedule some tougher teams, Ohio State, non-conference.
Yeah. I mean, that fixes everything, you know. At least we try to schedule, you know, like with NC State, you know, that's been set up for years.
It has.
And you know, we're going out of conference to other power conferences.
Who is Ohio State's out-of-conference games this year? Do you have that, Valdaddy?
Ohio State's?
Yep.
I'll get it.
Who's their non-conference schedule?
I don't know who they have. I'm not sure other than the wins that they've got. Plus, with the conference realignments, I'm still kind of trying to learn them, too, honestly.
That's true.
But number three, you've got Texas. Texas University Shorthorns.
Shorthorns. Horns down.
Who have they beat? They beat a 5-5 Michigan team. They beat Colorado State. They beat UTSA. Texas, San Antonio. They beat Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State. They barely squeezed by Vanderbilt. They beat Georgia by two scores. That's the only good win that they have. And how good is that even right now? I wish Texas played Oklahoma's schedule.
Yeah, I do too. It'd certainly be different than what it is right now.
Yeah, it would. They'd have a couple losses on there. They've struggled in a few games. Vanderbilt, it's sad when Vanderbilt is your second best win of the year. I mean, no hate towards Vandy, but a lot of hate towards Vandy. I don't see it, man. You know, they're going to crumble when it comes big game time, you know.
All right, number four, Penn State. No ranked wins, zero. And they're the number four team in the country. My opinion, James Franklin is the biggest fraud head coach in college football.
Always has been, man. He wanted to put it on his back that, you know, he beat Tennessee when he was at Vandy, man. That was the worst 5-6 years he was there, however long he was there, man. That was rough for us over here in Orange. And I can't stand the dude.
And to answer the question from earlier, Ohio State's non-conference is Akron, Western Michigan, and Marshall. So they play 9 conference games, but golly, it's terrible.
Jamie wants to know. No, Jamie, I meant, if I did say 2, I'm sorry, I meant they by 2 scores. So I'm not sure if I said just 2, but they beat them by 2 scores. JC says we're the real UT. Eric says Texas and Missouri have the easiest schedules in the SEC. It's a cakewalk.
Cake.
Especially for Missouri to have the team they have and to to not.
You see what old Dorkowitz said?
I did, yeah.
He's got that. Blubbering idiot.
I've got that wrote down as well. Phillip says, Happy Veterans Day. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Travis says, What's up, Luke? What's up, buddy? Let's see here. Let's go back to number 5, Indiana.
There's another one that's not played anybody all year. And I like Indiana. You know, we like the story and everything.
Yep.
Indiana, Ohio State, that problem takes care of itself this week. Because one of those two teams is going down. And you know what? As much as I hate to say it, Indiana's probably fun being there while you was. Cause
is it at Ohio State or at Indiana?
I don't even know. I don't think it matters.
I think Indiana beat them.
Indiana has 0 ranked wins as well. They have wins over Florida International.
It's at Ohio State.
Western Illinois.
Western Illinois?
They got UCLA, which is 4-5. They got wins over Charlotte, Maryland, who's 4-5. They've got a win over Northwestern, who's 4-5. They got a win over a 5-4 Nebraska team, a 5-5 Washington team, and a 4-5 Michigan State team. That's quality right there if you're Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
That is quality. Hey, you know, they still undefeated. I mean,
and again, they play Ohio State this week, so yeah, one of those two teams is going to be eliminated.
Yeah. Can the Cinderella run keep going, or yeah. Is it?
I want to see Indiana beat them, of course, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to repeat this again. The top 5 teams, 4 of them are Big Ten. And Big Ten has 2 ranked wins in the entire conference.
And one of them was against each other.
Number 6, you've got Tennessee. All I'm going to say here is win.
Win.
Just win. Just the win. Talk, the hype, the season up to this point doesn't matter. Just win.
I told Spur on the way to the game Saturday, I said they're going to put us at 6 in the AP. I said they're going to put us at 6 because they don't believe in us. They don't want us in that top 5. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night, but right now I'm okay with it.
Yeah, the bias out of the top 5 are it's laughable. The Big Ten has 11 teams who aren't even bowl eligible yet. 10 of their teams are below 500 in the conference. And 12 of them, no, I'll take that back. 12 of them are under 500. 10 of them are under 500 in their own conference. BYU number 7.
That was a great game the other night, man. I went back and watched most of it. There towards the end, it got a little the officials got involved a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that because that was a great game. The uniform combo that they wore, the blue against the red there, man, the holy war, phenomenal.
It was fun stuff. And BYU just keeps winning too. And that's, I guess, if I had a Cinderella team to pull for, it's going to be them.
Yeah, I have no issues with BYU. I thought Utah was going to pull it off. I think they kind of did get hosed a little bit.
A little.
But Utah's got a big game, too, coming up against Deion. So Deion's going to face a really mad Utah team this week.
That's a good defense, too.
Yeah.
It's always a good defense up there.
Number 8, Notre Dame.
There's another one.
You got a good Texas A&M win, a ranked win.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But you lost Northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. You got wins over a one-win Purdue team. You've got wins over Miami, Ohio. You've got a ranked win over Louisville. You beat Stanford. You beat a good Georgia Tech team. And you beat a ranked Navy team.
You know, the Navy win is a good win, but
it's a very good win. But.
You know, who knows what Navy has realistically? They beat Texas A&M early in the year, but they lost to Northern Illinois at home, and that again, it's name recognition.
Notre Dame, man, you know it's that gold helmet everywhere, every year, every single year, same story. They sneak their way in somehow, and they're going to do it this year because they're an independent. The only way to stop them is if somebody beats them for a second time.
That being said, they're a one-loss team, and who else are you going to put up there at this point? Because everybody's got 2, 3, 4, 5 losses.
Yeah, they've got Virginia left, they've got Army left, and they've got USC left. So,
go Army.
Go Army.
Go Army, go Virginia, and go USC. I never pull for USC.
I won't pull for USC in that game. I hate USC, man.
They're so irrelevant right now, I would pull for them, honestly, just to put Notre Dame out. But if Notre Dame come to Neyland Stadium for a playoff game,
that'd be wild. Broken.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Number 9, Alabama. Oh, they've beat a ranked Georgia, Missouri, and LSU team. They obviously got losses to Tennessee and Vanderbilt.
I was about to ask you who their losses were to.
To the entire state of Tennessee, yeah. That's who it is.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they didn't play MTSU or something, you know.
But, you know, I'm glad that Alabama has those two big wins because it looks better for us. But you know.
It's obviously not the Bama of old, you know, with Saban at the helm. But, you know, they keep finding ways to win some of these games. And they may sneak up in there, you know.
They're going to be in the playoffs if they keep winning.
They lose another, they're gone, though.
Yep.
Well, I don't think they're going to lose another. They've got Mercer left. They've got Oklahoma and Auburn left. So, it's possible.
And Iron Bowl's always a game.
At Iron Bowl's always a game.
It's possible. It's very favorable for them, though, right
now.
Yeah. Number 10, you've got Ole Miss. Typical up-and-down Kiffin team. They've got Florida and Mississippi State left. So,
where's that Florida game at?
I think it's at Florida. I think.
Florida laid a goose egg this week. Ole Miss is motivated, man. They went out. They should be in as well.
Did they have the hangover this week? That's the question.
Yeah. We'll see. But Ole Miss and Alabama both have very favorable schedules. Number 11, you've got Georgia. Georgia dropped 9 spots from losing to Ole Miss.
They just got thumped, man. I mean, that's the only way to put it. I mean, it's an ugly game. You know, rain, everything. It was just ugly. And Ole Miss took advantage of it, man.
Can we knock Georgia out of the top 20 this week?
I'd love it. If we beat them, they'll fall to 18, though.
Yeah, let's beat Georgia and send them to the Music City Bowl. That'd be great.
Yeah, I can't wait to do some more Georgia talk on Friday.
Yeah, Georgia's
fighting for their life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Losses to Bama and Ole Miss. They do have good wins over Texas and Clemson, though.
SEC's wild.
I don't think Clemson's that good. The committee and the voters, Clemson could be 1-11. They would still think Clemson was relevant. Number 12, finally, Miami. Somebody got them. After help from the refs versus Virginia Tech, Cal and Louisville, Georgia Tech.
That should be their third loss on the year. Finally gets them. That should be their third loss on the year, and it couldn't happen to a better team, guys. I'm telling you, a bunch of convicts down there, man. I'm telling you.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with Miami. They'll definitely be in the championship game. I think they might have to win that championship game to get in at this point. Number 13, Boise State.
I think they should be in the 12th spot, honest to God. You know, they've had a easy schedule, but, you know, they're going to be the one team that does make it in at large bid. That running back they got, he's insane. I'd like to have him. See what he could do.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with Boise. I think they are very one-dimensional, though, and I think if they make the playoffs, they'll get beat very early.
If it works, why change it?
Yep.
I think they'll get beat early with a good defense. I mean, their schedule is pretty – other than Oregon, it's pretty weak. 14, you've got SMU.
They're going to win the ACC.
I think so. I think I called that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and now I believe it. They're the only one – or they're the second one-loss team in the ACC. I like the way they're playing. First year in the conference.
Their only loss is to BYU. Mm-hmm. A very good BYU team.
Yeah, I'm good with it. No issues. Number 15, Texas A&M. I think they're better than 15, but they're just way too inconsistent.
They're better than 15, but they've not shown it.
Yep.
Yeah, they've looked really good at times. And number 16, you've got Army.
Man, undefeated.
Keep winning.
Just keep winning, man. You can't root against them.
Yeah, Coach Ryan Jackson. Coach Ryan Jackson said that's his Cinderella team for this season. I can't argue that either, Coach. So
it's old school football, man. They just going to line up and run it down your throat.
Yeah, it would be awesome to see them keep going.
You know, they held that North Texas team to 3 points this week, and I'll be the first to admit I didn't think they could do so. North Texas had averaged over 30 points a game, so give credit where credit's due. Go Army.
Number 17, Clemson.
Overrated?
Yep.
I don't believe they're that good. And yeah, they're going to get exposed.
I think they're overrated too. As long as they're not in the mix, I'm good with it.
Yeah,
they're always going to keep them there.
Didn't they play Michigan earlier in the season, or who they play earlier in the season is a bigger game?
The first game I think was Georgia, and Georgia. Yeah, they lit them up. Them. Yeah,
my fear is someone either SMU or Miami losing again, and then Clemson somehow winning the ACC championship game and getting that number 4 seed, and it knocking somebody that's more deserving out.
Number 18, we've got Colorado. Deion's turned it around.
He has.
I mean, far cry from last year. That's for sure.
But Utah's going to be a big test. They are very upset about how that game turned out last week, and I think they're going to be – I think the game is in Boulder. So, but either way, you're going to have a pretty good
you
Utah team.
You seen Utah's athletic director come out, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was hot.
He got fined, right? Happy. He got fined
that's
already.
Oh, yeah. That's what we want to see, though, of our athletic director. Stand up for your team.
I think Danny White would do it.
I believe so.
19, Washington State. I'm good with that.
Yep.
20, Kansas State. I'm good with that.
Yep.
21, LSU. They dropped 7 spots, and they deserved it with that performance.
Man,
they really deserve it for messing up my parlay.
I don't want
to talk about that parlay.
If Brian Kelly isn't on a hot seat, it should be getting very warm down there. Because guess what, LSU? Brian Kelly is not your answer.
Nope. He's he can never win the big one. You know, he was undefeated going into night games at LSU. And you go out there and lay an egg like that, son, you deserve to be fired at walking into the tunnel.
Did LSU get fined this week for storming? Because they stormed the parking lot in the third quarter.
I did see something. I didn't get to read it, but Ole Miss and somebody else got fined. I know Ole Miss got fined for storming, but somebody else got fined for something else. I can't remember who it was. I have to look back at it. 22, Louisville. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
up and down. I wish they would have kept it together. Mm-hmm. 23, Beamer Ball, South Carolina.
Nope, I don't like it.
Can't believe they got in the top 25. But.
They're awful, man. You know, they caught Vandy at a bad time.
But are they? I mean, they push Bama to the brink.
I actually like it.
I'm okay with being in the top 25.
I am too. That defense is very, very good. Yeah, I think Beamer's done well.
That edge rip. That's the first time I've ever heard you say anything good about Beamer.
I will say this on the record now.
I mean, I hate him, but he's done a good job.
I'm saying it on the record right here on the Vol Deep Podcast. Thank God Tennessee doesn't play South Carolina this year.
They're so inconsistent, man.
That's a game that just...
Man, that'd be like a 3-0 game.
It would scare me to death. It would.
I don't know. Samson probably punch one in at some point.
It'd be difficult. 24, Missouri.
Back to back, man.
Wow.
Next.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, they're frauds. I know we mentioned it briefly. I know that we all seen his post game comments about the playoffs after beating like a 5-5 Oklahoma team.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dorquitz knows this or not, but they do not have NIT in the playoffs. This is not basketball, so you're not standing on any business with all that talk, Dorquitz.
They have a bridge somewhere or something.
They have Mississippi State and Arkansas remaining. Hopefully, Arkansas can take care of that for us. In 25, you've got Tulane.
Okay with it.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Tulane back in
welcome
there.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Let's hit the comment box real quick before we continue with our news and notes.
Ryan Jackson said, did we see Dion's son jump onto that ball boy from the other team that was trying to get the ball back?
I didn't see that. I did see him get on the referees about the opposing fans throwing throwing bottles.
Yeah, and LSU got fined for throwing trash on the field.
Yeah.
Caden says Missouri's head coach is a bust. Yes, he is the biggest douchebag in all of college football.
That's better than what I was going to call him.
Mike says Missouri ranking only helps Bama and A&M.
That's exactly why they're up there.
Yep. Let's see.
We'll talk about Nico in a few minutes, guys.
Jared says Sailors is a problem for South Carolina, and that defense is filthy. Yep. They're nice. I mean, I'm not a South Carolina or Beamer fan at all, but you got to give them a little bit of credit. Jesse says they remember what you do in November.
Exactly.
Yeah, what O'Brien Kelly say? October for pretenders and November's for contenders. And he definitely didn't contend Saturday.
Yeah,
we'll do a little bit of Nico talk later. I'm gonna bounce that was on Facebook. Let's bounce over to TikTok. Almost 5,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much. Ethan says, Luke, love your post, dude. Appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Chaff says, I went to my first Vol game against Mississippi. What an amazing experience. I already plan on going for next Saturday.
You're hooked, buddy. It's over with.
Yep.
It's an addiction, and it's not healthy.
It is healthy, too.
Listen, I got something to say. Hold on. I got something to say. I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people complaining how bored they was this week at the game. Man, we're 8-1. How are you bored?
I have no idea.
How are you bored at a game?
I don't get it.
Roger says, how do you think Carson Beck will do against our defense?
I say Boo Carter gets one.
Ole Miss has a very good defense, but they was back there a lot, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it could be a field day. We're going to talk more Georgia on Friday, but I think especially if Tim Banks can get a rush going without blitzing, and we're able to drop 7 or 8, I think it's going to be a bad day for him.
Gap responsibility.
Here's a little preview for Georgia. Kentucky is number 11 rushing the ball in the SEC. Mississippi State is number 12 rushing the ball in the SEC. Georgia is number 15 running the ball in the SEC. So let's contain the running backs and then play back in zone protection, and we're going to be just fine, I believe, guys. I don't think Georgia's going to score on us that much.
If we missed your comment on TikTok, feel free to hit it again. We've got a lot on there. Let's move over to YouTube. Bass Fisher says, go Big Orange.
Go Vols, baby.
Eric B. Jones says, what's up, Vols Deep?
What up?
Everybody's saying Tennessee getting smoked this Saturday. They have no respect for Tennessee. We shall see. Wayne says, how are you bored with winning? Just win. IDGAF, how? Just win.
Exactly. That's my point, man.
I agree. People's used to seeing the high-powered Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker's pulled us, boys.
He did.
He did.
But I love the defense, man. You know, we played a little bend but don't break, but we'll get into that later.
I'm glad I got your comment in before YouTube took it down, Wayne. go back to the news and notes. James Pierce Jr. has been named as a semifinalist for the Lombardi Trophy. This award goes to the best lineman or linebacker of the year.
I'm afraid his first few games will keep him from winning that. And that's my biggest fear. You know, it's well-deserved. And he is one of the best in the country, if not the best. But I think they're going to hold his first few games against him.
College Game Day and SEC Network both have announced they will be in Athens, Georgia for the matchup versus Tennessee. What an event this is going to be.
Huge SEC and playoff implications.
Here's the thing, though. That place is going to be rocking early on. They'll be popping in their music. They're saying, like, you know, we've accused Georgia of doing before.
Yeah,
but if Carson Beck throws an interception in the first quarter, that place is going to die.
I'd like to see Bood intercept one in the first quarter.
Yeah, so much on the line. It's going to be huge. Again, talking about Georgia. But on Friday, we're gonna focus on Mississippi State a little bit. We'll hit some Georgia talk, but Friday at Hound Dog is gonna be
Electric. It's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be fun.
Hey, come join us at Hound Dogs Friday.
Hey, guys,
we'll announce our time later on. It'll probably be around 4:35.
Alvin Kamara is now the New Orleans Saints career rushing leader. Massive accomplishment for Alvin Kamara. Yeah,
there's some good names on that list, man. You got Reggie Bush, Deuce McAllister, all them. Congrats to him, man. He deserves it.
Tennessee versus UTEP has officially sold out. This is 20 straight home game sellouts for Josh Heupel's Volunteers inside the walls of Neyland Stadium. That's something to be proud of right there.
It says a lot when you're selling out these types of games, man. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, we couldn't get 70,000 into a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're selling them out, and tickets are still $100 a piece.
At very minimum. And, you know, they announced the game time at 1 o'clock, so it's going to be a early afternoon game, so people can come, go to the game, and still have time for dinner afterwards.
What are we going to do with ourselves?
I don't have a clue.
It's going to be weird. Tennessee has landed 3-star linebacker Braylon Outlaw. What a great last name for a linebacker. Class of 2026, so his ranking will more than likely go up. 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, from Pike Road, Alabama. He chose the Vols over Ole Miss, South Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, Arkansas, and Missouri, to name a few. Love how early we're getting some of these kids.
Getting to them early, man, and that's a hell of a last name for a linebacker.
Anytime they have offers from those schools,
I can just picture it.
It's a good one.
Picture it in that white lettering.
Yeah, that's going to make for some good graphics, that's for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
To Valdetti, before you finish your news and notes, we got some breaking news for the Luddy Vols as well. Luddy Vols had just signed a 5-star, Denia Prowl, number 14, in the ESPNW 100. So that's a big get for Kim Caldwell's Luddy Vols, a 5-star athlete coming in.
She is.
She's 6'1", and she plays at the IMG Academy down there, and she's the real deal. So great job. The Luddy Vols are fun.
Oh, yeah.
She is absolutely killing it.
Absolutely.
And that just broke while we've been on the air today. So.
Yeah, I seen a comment on there, but I didn't have time to hit it. Tennessee is now 11-1 in SEC play inside of Neyland Stadium since 2022. Only one loss, and that was to the number one team in the country, Georgia. The Neyland effect is real.
How many games do you think the fans have actually won for them teams?
I mean,
Texas A&M last year for sure.
Texas A&M was loud.
Alabama twice.
You've got Bama twice. You've got Florida. I mean, you could say twice there.
Kentucky, probably.
There's been a lot, man.
South Carolina last year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they didn't stand a chance. They didn't stand a chance.
We love the Neyland effect, man.
Tennessee football rushing. The rushing game has hit 2,000 yards on the season already. This is the fourth straight season in a row for Coach Heupel to hit this mark at Tennessee. If you want to go back to UCF, 7 years in a row, Josh Heupel, his offense has rushed for 2,000 yards or more on the season.
I mean, that just proves we're a run-first team, man. That's what I said. I don't understand why people are bored. We're a run-first team. If we're going to run the ball and we can run the ball against you, why would we give it back to you?
Yep. 100% agree.
Absolutely.
Bob Kesslin.
Yeah.
Spurs.
That's Spurs hero.
Spurs favorite. Miniature, or I should say Daddy Spurs.
Hey, now. Pushing it here.
Has announced his retirement after, what, was it 25 years?
Something like 25 years.
He will finish the basketball season and he'll be done. Who should replace Bob?
Well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say this out loud.
Spur.
Bob Kesslin, thank you for 25 years of loyal service to the Vol Network at the University of Tennessee. You've had a good run. I'm glad it's over with, but it was a good run. We wish you well in your future endeavors. Enjoy retirement. Please don't come back next year. That being said, I had to throw my hat, name in the hat for Mike Key for the Tennessee Titans. He's my all-time favorite announcer behind John Ward. He was John Ward's protege while he was younger at Tennessee. And
bring him home.
Should have probably got the job over Bob Kesslin because he's just better. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's not – if it's not Mike Keith, then you got to look in-house. You got to look at John Wilkerson. You got to look at maybe even Brian Rice, but stay within the Tennessee family.
If it's not Mike Keith, man, it should be Mike Keith until it's not.
Yeah.
And make him tell you no.
I don't know if Mike Keith's a good idea or not, to be honest.
Why?
Because he don't know how to call a winning game.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, then.
Hey, Bill, he was there for the Music City Miracle.
That's fair.
He's been close.
That's been a long time ago.
I'm going to throw Spurs' name in the hat. Let's get Spurs. Let's get Spurs Daddy going.
That's been a long time.
It'd be a dream, that's for sure.
But. I'm just kidding. I like Mike Keith, but yeah, he'd have to figure out how to call a winning game, that's for sure.
But in all seriousness, thank you to Bob Kesslin for 25 years.
Yeah, I don't have anything against Bob Kesslin personally. I just can't stand his radio calls.
His basketball is really good. I think he could be a little bit more energetic during the football games.
You think? Boring Bob.
Yeah. Tennessee has announced UTEP will
be a turn of events.
1 o'clock kickoff. Tennessee men's basketball has moved to number 11 in the latest AP poll. Number one, you've got Kansas. Obviously, it's super early. Two, you've got Alabama. Three, you've got UConn. Four, Gonzaga. Five, Auburn. Six, Duke. Seven, Iowa State. Eight, Houston. Nine, Arizona. And 10, North Carolina.
What number was Auburn?
11.
I wonder what flight number they were on.
Some more Tennessee basketball men's talk. The men defeated Louisville in a big-time matchup. Very hostile environment up there. They was fired up in the Yum Center. But Tennessee did what they always do to Kentucky teams.
The what center?
Yum.
The KFC Yum Center.
KFC
Yum. We talked
Yum.
About this last week. Where was you at?
At home.
Yeah, you missed that whole conversation.
The people that complain about Pilot and stuff like that. It could be worse. It could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. Apparently.
Hey, we watched a game on Stephen Hensley's boat there. Shout out to Stephen Hensley Insurance. That place was rocking, and it was a hostile environment.
Yeah. Well, they was fired up. They was fired
you
up.
You know, I couldn't believe we was an underdog going into that game, man, against an unranked opponent. It was a lively place up there, man. But we come out, and we just rocked them, dude. Chaz Lanier, I think, is for real.
Oh, he looked really good. Tennessee was 52.6% from three. They out rebounded Louisville by 14. I told you last week Barnes would have that rebounding fixed.
Mm-hmm.
They did have 20 turnovers though. Have to clean that up. I think Zakai had 9 in the first half.
That's not like Zakai.
No, it's not. Zakai, he came out in the second half and he got hot, man. He hit like 2 or 3 threes in a row.
19 points for Ziegler. So yeah. Hope we're not stealing your notes over there, Valdetti. But
no, you're. Yeah, I do have it down. But 5 more fouls called on Tennessee than Louisville. Typical Rick Barnes physical team. Zakai Ziegler and Chaz Lanier led the team with 19 points each. Felix Okpara, I hope I said that right.
That's correct.
Had
10 Okpara.
Points and 6 rebounds. Jordan Ganey followed with 9 points. They were your statistical leaders. It's hard getting used to this team without Josiah Jordan James.
It was weird not seeing
Santiago Vescovi.
Yeah, Vescovi, Dalton Connect. It's weird. It's hard to get used to.
But But have we found ourselves a true big man yet, you think?
I think we're going to get it together. I really do.
He's going to learn to score still. You know, he's big on the inside. He's going to be good on defense. He's going to rebound. He's got to learn how to finish. Sounds familiar from last year, but it's another project. But he is a big man.
I'll take his height.
Apparently,
according to Zach Edey, them tall people get fouls all the time. So,
and hopefully he don't freeze up like I ain't gonna say no names. Somebody that transferred on us. Tennessee basketball has already announced sellouts for both Kentucky on January 28th and Alabama on March 1st. Many more will follow shortly. The men play again on Wednesday versus Montana at 7 p.m. You can watch that game on ESPN or SEC Plus.
Vols Deep crew may be there, so we'll see you there.
I think it's going to be a fun basketball season as well, man. I think we're poised to make a deep run again.
It's going to be fun. The Lady Vols are now 2-0 with a win over UT Martin. They defeated the Skyhawks 90-50. This Kim Caldwell offense is a breath of fresh air, but that defense, especially when they want to be, are suffering, man. Obviously, we understand the competition level here, but it's just one of them if you know type things.
The hype around her offense, man, is they're scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. The Lady Vols will play again tomorrow versus MTSU at 6:30 inside Thompson Bowling Arena. We hope everyone who has won our Lady Vols tickets so far are enjoying them. Mm-hmm. We gave away 8 last week. We'll have plenty more basketball tickets to give away later as well.
And you know, we owe MTSU a beatdown because MTSU beat us last year, if you remember right. We played them down in Huntsville, Alabama, I believe it was, and MTSU snuck up and got us. So a little bit of a revenge game for these Lady Vols. There's several players this year that played on that team last year that remember what that feels like. So
I think they'll beat them by 40.
And as Josh and Valdetti was just saying, Kim Caldwell's got this team going in the right direction. They're already believing in her. It's going to be high energy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be sloppy at times.
Reminds you of something, don't it?
It sure does. It's like that Tony Vitello and that Josh Heupel, and now we have a Kim Caldwell.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I love it, man. God, I'm excited.
Let's give a shout-out to Freedom.
Not bad to look at, either.
Freedom Motors, owned and operated by Chris Looper. Top-notch pre-owned car dealership located at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville. Freedom Motors will do more for you to get the deal done than any other dealership around. If you want convenience, you can check out their entire inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Once you pick the vehicle that is right for you, they'll even deliver it right to your door. Check out Freedom Motors today and keep freedom rolling. Let's hit the comment box before we take a commercial break. JC says Lady Vols by 50.
It probably will be. Probably.
I like it. Tommy says Lady Vols are going back to greatness. Defense wins. 26 steals in the first game. That's sick.
Yeah, you talk about defense, though. Kim Caldwell's offense has led the nation in scoring almost everywhere she's been, both at the Division II level and at the Division I level last year with Marshall. So, yeah, offense and defense.
Man, she's won everywhere she's been.
Yep.
And I think she's going to continue to win here. I mean, and if she does continue to win here, she's here for life because where else can you go that's the pinnacle of women's athletics?
Yeah, if you put her kind of like Heupel, man, you put a good defense with her offense, and she's going to be very, very hard to beat. Mm-hmm. Mike Sharp said Roman Harper stated today that Alabama is a basketball school. Rick Barnes says different.
Rick Barnes is your daddy.
Justin says, I think Tennessee will develop in basketball hopefully this season. The men or the women? Tommy says 11 total for Z. Yep, 9 in the first half. He corrected it, and he had a huge second half. He didn't let it affect him at all. He was awesome from 3 as well. Mike says, why hate on Bob, Spur?
Why hate on Bob? Because he just can't paint a picture of what's going on the football field. That's it. He just can't paint a picture.
When Spur's driving down the road and he wants to know what's going on in the ball game, he calls me.
Yeah. So what just happened on that last play? Because Bob Kessley didn't tell me anything.
Michael says, what happened to the state player that the running back ran over?
I don't
remember. Funeral is tomorrow.
Rest his soul, you know.
Poor guy.
Michael says, Valdaddy, put your name in the hat. For what?
for Big Bob game. Kessling's job, yeah. You know.
Oh, hey, I couldn't handle that stress.
Three of us. You can be covered. I'll do play-by-play.
Whoops. We'll just, you know.
Josh will be my stats guy. We'll be good.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
I'd rather be in the stands. let's see. We've got some dogs in here. Some puppies.
They barking?
You going to meow at us?
Yeah, they're using Siri because they don't know how to spell.
Probably using Siri to pop in.
We got a dog's 31-27. We've got some elephants in here.
You ain't scored 31 points in 4 weeks.
We've got some elephants in here as well.
Yeah.
No, we're still smoking our cigars with elephants.
D-Bar says, love the content you provide. Appreciate it very much.
You know, Valdaddy, there is still an outside chance that we'll play Alabama in the SEC championship
game.
Man,
that'd be wild.
Now, think about that.
I want Texas bad.
I do too.
Jones says TikTok is limiting likes again. They hate me, and I don't know why, but they do. We got another puppy, another mutt in the comments. We got a Go Big Orange from Joshua. We're going to hit commercial break. Y'all can go over, if you want the full episode to see what the real show looks like, feel free to look up Vols Deep Podcast on Facebook. We appreciate y'all very much. We're going to be right back. Please share this out. Don't go anywhere. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people. Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play. Man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find a checker.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride. Keep freedom.
All right, and we are back. Thank you all for sticking around. We've got some comments saying that Facebook's not working. It seems there's YouTube as well. YouTube's pretty new, but it's there. We did a lot of streaming there last year, but we're kind of new to it this year. Peyton says, trying to find y'all on TikTok. What's the page? It's Val Daddy, V-A-W-L Daddy. It's behind the scenes, Daddy. Though.
Yeah, it's a different look.
Let's thank our friend, Amy Maxwell with Tennessee Trends. Amy specializes in both junior and women's clothing. Her game day clothing is amazing. Clothing, shoes, and accessories. It's not too late to go check her out. You don't want to be looking like everybody else inside Neyland Stadium. Be different. Go check her stuff out at Hound Dogs, Knoxville. That's where we'll be Friday. Mm-hmm. You can't miss it. It's right in the middle of the store. If you want to stand out and look great and you want your kids to stand out and look great, look no further than Tennessee Trends. Check her out on Facebook as well. You know, support her, support small business, and buy local.
And Valdaddy, I was at Hound Dogs earlier this afternoon, and Tennessee Trends, Amy Maxwell, has some stuff on sale right now. 25% off there at Hound Dogs, so a nice rack of clothes. It's some really good quality made materials.
We do need to talk to her about making like a wig like yours.
A wig?
A Valdaddy wig?
A Valdaddy wig, son.
Yeah.
I'd buy it. I need hair.
You said it.
All right. Whitney says, go Vols. Love listening to you guys. Thank you very much. Travis says, Tennessee versus Colorado at Neyland for the playoffs. I'd be there.
Okay with it.
I'd be there.
Why? So we can beat them by 60.
Ryan Jackson said, that was cold. What did I say? I don't remember. TikTok, almost 8,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much. Eric B. Jones says, what's up, Vols Deep? We got a Vols by 50 from Peyton as well. Peyton says, go Vols, baby.
And Amy says she'll be there on Friday. So we'll see you, Amy. Hound Dogs on Friday.
Can't wait.
All right, let's get in to some offensive stats for last week's game versus the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Tennessee ran the ball as a team for 240 yards on 57 carries. That's 4.2 yards per carry. One rushing touchdown. Another lost fumble from Dylan Sampson. Three games in a row. He's never fumbled before in his career, but now three in a row. Can't fumble this week.
Nope.
Dylan Sampson, 30 carries, 149 yards. That's 5 yards per carry on the dot. One touchdown. Peyton Lewis had 14 carries for 44 yards. Cam Seldon, 6 carries for 26 yards. Nico had 4 carries for 22 yards. What are your overall thoughts on Tennessee's rushing offense?
Man, when you're averaging 3 to 5 yards a carry on the ground, no matter which running back is in the game, you're doing something right. And it helps that you have the, you know, one of the best backs in the country, in Dylan Sampson. It just seems like every time he fumbles, it's early, and he goes on to have a career game.
Well,
he's only playing 3 quarters right now because the second quarter he's getting set because he fumbled.
Well, we're going to talk about some concerns here in a few minutes. The running game is not a concern. You know, it's coincidence that Dylan Sampson's fumbled 3 straight games early on in the game. That's going to be cleaned up. We cannot do that this week against Georgia and expect to go out there and win the ball game. That being said, 149 yards again for Dylan Sampson. And he had 142 last week. When I looked at the stats and seen that he had 149 yards, I had to look at it again because I thought it was a typo. Because it was 149 quiet yards.
Yeah, that's what I told Luke on the way home here Saturday. I was like, man, I don't think he had that many yards, but I guess I was wrong.
But my big concern is, and it happened during the Mississippi State game, was when he went out with – what we was concerned about was to be an injury. He had 30 carries on the night. He had 27 last week against Kentucky and 30 this past week. So the number of carries he's getting is a little bit concerning because we're running thin a little bit with some injuries. So we got to watch that. That being said, if it takes him carrying 50 times this week to beat Georgia, then give him the ball 50 times.
As long as he averages 4 yards a carry, we're all right.
Yeah, it was good enough. Sampson was great as usual, besides the fumbling. I'm not going to lie, though. I'm very, very, very concerned with the fumbling. Once it starts, it kind of – I'm sure everybody's heard the phrase, like, speaking things into existence. Mm-hmm. I think he is thinking things into existence because he's overthinking the fumbling.
Before this year, he never had a fumble.
Nope, never did.
You know, Valdetti, you got a little bit frustrated during the game because they put in Cam Seldon, which – pretty much burned his red shirt. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I not necessarily. I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but just an opinion.
That being said, we're this close to the playoffs. All hands on deck, whatever it takes.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess Bishop being out, you know, I kind of get it. But I mean, I just really liked Peyton Lewis last week, and I think if you can save it, and not just for the wet red shirt purposes, but I don't want Cam to get, if he's hurt, I don't want to further, hurt Cam Seldon.
You know, they come into the season saying Peyton Lewis was the fastest person on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He runs harder than I think.
He runs very, very hard.
He runs through people.
And he is huge for a freshman, a true freshman. He's massive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going B+ with the running backs.
Yeah, that's where I went to. I gave him a B+.
Just because of the fumble.
That's exactly why I gave him a B+.
And Mississippi State's rush defense has not been very good all year long, and it took us a little bit to get going, but a B+ is all right with me.
As Nick Saban would say, we ran through him like through a tin horn, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Brock just commented. He said, why not just give Peyton Lewis 6 more carries? Agreed.
I don't disagree, Brock.
Agreed. Yep.
Unless there's, some stuff that goes on in the locker room that we don't know about. Perhaps Cam Seldon has said, hey, I don't want a red shirt. I want to play.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm like, just 6 carries. It's like, just give them to Peyton. He's doing fine. Yeah. Tennessee through the air, 212 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Nico, 8 for 13, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns. 86.0 QBR. That's through one half of football. Gaston Moore was 5 for 8, 38 yards. What are your thoughts on Tennessee's passing game this week and grade the quarterbacks?
He had two quarters to work with, Nico did. You know, not by choice. But 174 yards and two touchdowns in two quarters. I'll take that any day of the week, man. And then Gaston Moore come in and done exactly what he was supposed to do. Go manage the game, go win it.
Nico looked sharp again. His deep ball to Dante Thornton was slightly underthrown, but Thornton made a great adjustment and deked the defender out. Like I said, 176 yards in two quarters. If he doesn't go out with whatever injury he has or does not have, then he goes for 350 and five touchdowns, I believe, in that game.
I guarantee you, yeah.
So Nico played solid. Gaston Moore come in, and I've seen a lot of talk and I heard a lot of talk about people talking about Gaston Moore got – bigger play calls and the playbook was opened up more for Gaston Moore. Let me tell you something. The playbook was not opened up more for Gaston Moore. Gaston Moore seen single coverage on the outside and instead of throwing it over the middle to a wide open tight end, he just decided to chunk it deep because that's what he does. That being said, I still like how he handled the offense and controlled the game pretty well. He didn't make any big mistakes. So,
what was it, back-to-back PI calls he got?
Back-to-back PI calls. Yeah. Stadium was almost laughing because, oh, my God, they finally caught pass interference.
Yeah.
But overall, I give our quarterbacks – I'm going to give them an A-minus just because it was against Mississippi State.
I gave them an A.
Yeah, Nico would have had a massive day if he didn't get hurt. I kind of agree with Spur. He's probably looking at a 350-plus yard day with four or five touchdowns if he don't come out of halftime. I thought he was very good. I think Gaston managed the game very well, in my opinion, too. No interceptions. I'm going to go B-plus for the quarterbacks.
All right, good with it.
Let's hit our receivers now. Dante Thornton Jr., 3 catches, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Squirrel White, 3 catches, 63 yards, and a touchdown. Chris Brazel, 2 catches, 17 yards. Brew McCoy, 2 catches for 12 yards. Ethan Davis, 1 catch for 11 yards. Miles Kitzelman, 1 catch for 8 yards. Thoughts and overall grade on the receiving core?
I don't think I've seen a drop all game long. I could be wrong. I mean, if I missed one, let me know.
Yeah. First half was excellent for sure.
Yeah.
The second half, Kitson was running wide open the entire second half, and Gaston Moore was just throwing it over top as far as he could throw it. So
I mean, I can't
fault it.
Yeah.
And our run game just took over. So
I'll give him an A.
All receivers played all right. I'm gonna give him just a B+.
Yeah, I've got a B+ too. They've done well. I wish they was a little bit more physical at times. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to be physical this week.
Still concerned about being a little bit banged up.
Yeah. Thoughts on the offensive line for Tennessee and grade the offensive line?
Other than a couple of holding calls, I thought our offensive line held up fairly well against a much overmatched Mississippi State team. We opened up some holes. It took a little bit. You know, we started out a little bit slow running. We got to touch down the opening drive, but then the next two drives kind of stalled out. And I was really, really, really upset over getting the ball inside the 10-yard line and not being able to punch the ball in.
What did you say? We scored on the what?
We did score an opening drive.
Oh, my God.
But we couldn't open up on a fourth down and one inside the one, and that's not Tennessee offense. So
my opinion in that, Dylan Sampson's got to be in the game. Hands down, Dylan Sampson's got to be in the game on that fourth and one.
I don't disagree, no matter the situation. But you know, Heupel's going to give his other backs the opportunity.
Yeah.
And we trust him as our coach. I'm going to go a B- for offensive line.
You know, I thought they played a pretty good game. They didn't give up any sacks.
Nope. Nico was protected.
And they only gave up, what, 3 tackles for loss, maybe? Mm-hmm. I'll give them a B+.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go an A for the offensive line.
Okay.
Gave up no sacks, only 3 tackles for loss. Keep improving. I think Lance Hurd has improved big time. Got to be great this week. They've got to be great this week.
They've got to put it all together.
Tennessee on defense. They gave up 92 pass yards, which is great. Mm-hmm. But they gave up 179 rush yards. They forced an interception, recovered a fumble, gave up 14 points. They had 4 sacks and 9 tackles for loss. Tackles individually for Tennessee. Arion Carter, 7 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss. Jermon McCoy, 7 tackles. Jeremiah Telander, 6 tackles and a tackle for loss. Will Brooks had four. James Pierce had four tackles, a sack, and a tackle for loss. Omar Norman Lott, two tackles, one sack, one tackle for loss. Ricky Gibson, two tackles, one tackle for loss. Bryson Eason, two tackles, one sack, one tackle for loss. Jason Jenkins, one tackle for loss, and one sack. What are your thoughts on Tennessee's defensive performance?
Defensively, we do what we do, man. I think the reason we did give up so many yards on the ground to the running back is because we were so worried about their quarterback. Because that dude is a speedster, and he will beat you with his legs. I thought we'd done very well at containing him. I think he had negative yards rushing the ball. And we didn't let him throw it on us. We made him one-dimensional, and you're not going to beat us by running the ball because we get in the red zone, man. You're not punching it in. You just got to clean it up a little bit before Saturday. I think we'll be all right.
Don't figure it out, Josh. You know, we talked about a defensive line. Mississippi State did run the ball pretty well against us. And what scared me was when they just lined up and just powered it right through us. It was concerning. The effects of losing Keenan Peely really showed this week, I believe. Because if he's in the middle there playing linebacker, I don't think Mississippi State gets nearly the yardage they got at running the ball. That being said, we only give up 14 points to a team that's been scoring quite a few. So give credit where credit's due. It's another game where they didn't score 20 points. So I'm good with it. Yep. We'll fix TikTok.
Absolutely. You can try to fool with it there if you want to, Spur. It should be at the bottom.
I don't think about it.
Okay, we'll fix it in a second then. Well, TikTok has stopped. We will fix it shortly. I haven't rewatched the game yet. It's just Monday. I'm used to doing these shows on Wednesday.
I haven't either.
So usually today, Tuesday, is usually when I rewatch it. So I'm going to kind of combine the defensive line and the linebackers. I'm going to go C+. I think giving up 179 rush yards is unacceptable versus Mississippi State. As a whole for the defense, way too many splash plays.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it versus Kentucky too. I love the bend but don't break style, but we're bending way too much. I'm going to give an A to the defensive backs, only giving up 92 pass yards. Obviously, the defensive front plays a big factor there, but
yeah. I gave the D line a C+ as well. Linebackers, I was a little bit more lenient on, I guess. Arian Carter was flying all over the place. I gave them a B+, and I did give the DBs an A. They shut the pass game down. There was nothing there. I don't know if that's because our pass rush or what, but Carter got him one.
What about Tennessee on special teams?
Hey, what more can you say about our kicking game this week? All you can do is go A++++. Mm-hmm. Great job.
Max Gilbert, 4-for-4, yep. Career long of 51.
And it was right down the middle, too.
Right down the middle. It would have been good for 55, buddy.
It would have been. Couldn't have been happier for Gilbert, you know, kind of finding himself yet again. And the crowd certainly gave him appreciation for it, too.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about it a couple times up there in the stands. I would like to know the amount of yardage of return yards that Tennessee has given up all year, because I guarantee you it's probably under 40 yards all year long on returns.
I've only seen one kick return that we've allowed. The rest of them have been through the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
I'll give them an A++.
We did have a kickoff out of bounds, but I think it was by design to land at about the 4 and catch them off guard, and it almost worked.
Mm-hmm.
It just took a funny bounce to the left and went out of bounds. Otherwise, A+ for special teams this week. We had a couple good returns, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, great turnaround for Max Gilbert. Refreshing to see. I feel much better now going into Athens with the way he played. 4-for-4 field goal, 3-for-3 extra point, 15 total points for Max Gilbert. Jackson Ross, 3 punts for 139 yards. Boo Carter looked good returning the ball. 6 returns, 56 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pumped to see Boo back there. I'm going to go with the A. Great job from the special teams.
Boo's going to get it one before the year's over with.
Yep, this week.
We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and I'm going to fix TikTok. We'll upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show. Also, the audio version will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can also rewatch on Facebook as well. We still have a long way to go. This show's just getting started. We look forward to hearing from all of our live listeners. We will check the comments as soon as we get back. We want to thank Hound Dogs Knoxville for sponsoring our podcast. This locally owned and operated Tennessee sports store is your go-to hometown store for all of your Tennessee needs, whether it be clothing, hats, accessories for your car, boat, office, tailgate, pets, or your kids. They have what you need at Hound Dogs. Check them out at hdknoxville.com. We'll be right back. Share this out to your friends. We appreciate it very much.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're going to be on top. We're all going to bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Twisted Tea Coffee.
Yep. All right, we are back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms, wherever you prefer to listen. We are there. Our audio versions are our most popular versions. We get to do it without any fees, thanks to our sponsors. We want to give a big shout out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. These guys can do it all: roofing, siding, framing, deck, windows, doors. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you can throw at them. I know one thing, it's damn near impossible to find people who want to work. If you do find them, good luck getting them to actually show up. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. That's 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let's go ahead and hit check the comment boxes.
I've got an answer to a question. Someone was just asking a minute ago, and the comment disappeared. But did we find out the answer on if the playoffs count toward the four games for redshirting? I have looked it up, and the answer is no. If you played four games in a regular season, you could play the playoffs without burning a redshirt.
Okay, awesome. Cool.
Awesome.
That's good to know.
So it's postseason. It does not count. It's four regular season games.
Let's see here.
Sarah on TikTok says, hi from Maryland.
What's up from Maryland? Thank well,
thanks
you
for listening, Sarah.
We restarted TikTok.
You're kind of getting behind the scenes there on TikTok.
JC says Beck is out for Saturday, too scared to come out of the locker room.
We don't blame him.
I mean, if I had to look at James Pierce Jr. across the line, I probably would.
I will
too.
Say, I don't remember his name because he's plays for Mississippi State, but Mississippi State's quarterback survived the whole game, and that's something to be proud of.
I bet he's sore.
That's a good point to bring up. That's a big accomplishment for
it is.
For these teams these days. Eric B. Jones says Boo is good back there returning punts.
Mm-hmm.
He scared me a couple times fielding a couple. I won't lie, but he will get better and better the more he's back there. Yeah, he has no fear.
I want to see Boo Carter play receiver at some point.
Yeah, I mean, he could. He's just an athlete,
make him our Travis Hunter, right?
Yeah.
bounce over to TikTok. Already back up to 3,000 likes. We appreciate y'all very, very much. We was at around 11,000, then they cut us off. So over 3,000 now. Awesome. We appreciate y'all very, very much. Bobo says, when's Nico back? We're going to talk a little Nico in just a bit. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We've got a bunch of comments. If I miss some, feel free to hit us back again. Ray Moore says, what's the score in the prediction on Saturday's matchup between Tennessee and Georgia? We're going to have a full episode on Georgia Friday. So we're trying not to talk too much about them tonight. Michael Lee reminded us that Lady Vols got a 5-star recruit.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Demetria Powell, and she's going to be something else.
Top what, 15?
Number 14 rated by ESPN W100. So awesome. She's 6'1" from the IMG Academy, scores a lot of points, and a huge kid up for Kim Caldwell's Lady Vols.
We have a bunch of people watching on TikTok, already over 4,000 likes. Y'all are awesome on TikTok. Let's move over to YouTube for a moment. There's a bunch. There must be some arguing or something going on TikTok. But thank you for listening, Tony. Thank you for listening, Wayne. Thank you for listening, TN Football 247. Let's go back. Let's hit General Nealon's game maxims. We'll go over each one, agree or disagree if that maxim has been reached. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will win.
That's exactly what happened Saturday night in Nealon Stadium.
Absolutely. Yeah. We made one mistake.
One mistake. It was early in the game.
I agree. Two. Play four, make the breaks. When one comes your way, score.
Yep. That's what Luke Carter done. Yeah. He took the ball, and we went and scored.
Checkmate. Maxim three, if at first the game or break goes against you, don't let up. Put on more steam.
And, you know, the big break happened there at halftime when Nico went out. And for a few minutes, we were a little concerned. But then, you know, we'd done just fine. Second half, gas, and more control of the offense. We run right down their throats. So we put on more steam at the end.
Absolutely, yes.
There's been no trouble fighting adversity for this team all year long. Protect our kickers, our quarterback, our lead in our ball game.
Zero sacks,
and the hit that is questionable on Nico was just him trying to make a play, and he got rocked. So let's just be honest about it. He got rocked, but it's going to happen in football.
Yep.
Maxim five, ball, Oski cover, block, cut, and slice. Pursuing gang tackle. For this is the winning edge.
Every week.
For the most part. There was a little bit of concerns. Mississippi State had a lot of rushing yards, but I'm not questioning our tackling, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Press the kicking game. Here's where the breaks are made.
Four field goals. You can't do no better.
Putting them back, holding them back deep, no return yards. I like it.
And carry the fight to our opponent and keep it there for 60 minutes.
60 whole minutes.
Every second.
Who's your MVP?
Max Gilbert.
I like it.
I like Max Gilbert too.
He deserves it, man. After last week, he got a lot of crap. And then this week, he comes and hits a career long, goes 4 for 4, 3 for 3 on extra points.
Well, had a bad game versus Kentucky too.
He may deserve it, but until it isn't, it is. It's Dylan Sampson yet again.
Yeah,
30 carries, 149 yards and a touchdown. You can't not.
Yeah, I've got Dylan Sampson as well. And it's never getting old putting Dylan Sampson on here. Injuries for Tennessee. Josh Heupel has definitely made it a point that the official list will be out on Wednesday. He did say that both Nico Iamaliava and Dante Thornton will be good to go. But he also, again, told us to wait until the report comes out, and we can follow it from there. It's coach talk. I 100% support it. I know the fans want to know. I know it can be aggravating, but we don't want Georgia and Kirby Smart knowing anything.
No, I can almost quote exactly what Josh Heupel said in his press conference today. He said, Nico was willing at practice today, and he looked good, and he expects him to look great on Saturday. Official injury report will be out on Wednesday.
Yeah, I about crapped myself on Saturday night whenever he went out, man. I ain't going to lie to you. Whenever I seen Gaston Moore trot out there, I have faith in Gaston Moore, but Nico does some things that Gaston don't, so.
Yeah, it was just, you know, we had to hope for the best. We're just fans here. We don't have any kind of insider information, but I have a feeling that unless Nico is just more injured than what any of us know, he's going to be on that field Saturday in Athens.
How worried are you about the injuries on the Tennessee football team right now?
Yeah, how could you not be? I mean, it's that time of year. This is a almost make or break this weekend in Athens, Georgia. So we have to be concerned. But every team's got injuries right now.
Jeremiah Taylor's got to step up this week.
And Tennessee has not been bitten by the injury bug too bad this year. We've been fortunate. There's been years in the past where we'd see 20 or 25 guys on the injury report. Right now we have 6. So it's not a whole lot we can complain about.
Yeah. Next man up, and that, you know, you got to have that mentality. Just you're one play away from playing the rest of the season. You know what I'm saying? And that's everybody on the team. So,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm very worried, but honestly, we've been very fortunate, especially compared to some other teams. It's next man up. Let's give your all for Tennessee, and you control what you can control. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely concerned because the injuries are in the key areas. What is your positive takeaways from the Mississippi State win?
We got a win. We got another W. It's off the schedule. We talked about style points. We got to put those up there.
Yeah,
We talked about style points. We didn't get any style points this week because we really didn't cover. But the fact of the matter is, it's another W. That one's off the schedule. You got to do two of them. You know, we fixed our kicking game. Max Gilbert looked good. And, again, we gave up less than 20 points once again. So, Matt Gilbert, crowd was there. What you got, Vol Daddy?
That looks good right there. Hopefully we finish that thing out. Nothing but dubs.
I'll just piggyback on what Spur said, man. We got another dub, and that's all we can keep doing is just keep winning, baby. And we can't really complain about it at the end of the day, man. If we win by one or we win by 100, guess what? It's still a W, and I'll take it.
Yeah, we won, fully in control, never in doubt. It did get scary whenever Nico went out, but we fought through adversity. The kicking game, yeah, fix that. I can barely see it.
Bigger, okay.
The kicking game looked great. The offensive line looked great. No sacks allowed. Not a lot of drop balls. I think it's a very solid win. Justin says, if only it was our dog versus their dog. Yes, Smokey.
I'll take Smokey any day.
Smokey would destroy that thing in about 5 seconds.
Especially this new Smokey, who's a little bit unhinged as it is.
Yeah.
He's like us battered ball fans, you know, around here.
He needs some Valium before I take him out there. What are your negative takeaways on the win versus Mississippi State?
They gas us up the middle a few times, and it's concerning, especially coming in, you know, to hostile environment in Georgia.
That was my big worry, is the run game a little bit defensively. But I think that was just more so because we was worried about the quarterback. Like I said a minute ago, we was worried about the quarterback beating us with his legs. And Carson Beck ain't going to do that.
So, no.
I think we'll be okay.
The splash plays are what worry me. The run defense hasn't been that great as well. And we've seen this 2 games in a row, so hopefully we get it fixed on the 3rd game.
Yeah,
we got to get it fixed before Saturday. We can't let Georgia beat us with these big splash plays. Can't let, you know, get the crowd into it. I'm confident, though. I'm confident in what Tim Banks dials up for Georgia.
Even if the crowd's out of it, man, they're going to have so much popped-in noise there.
If we are able to pressure Carson Beck, he's going to make some mistakes. He's going to throw it right to one of – Will Brooks is going to take one back this week. Call it now.
I was going to say James Pierce was.
Ooh, that would fire me up.
Break just, up
you,
over.
You just gave him chills over there.
Does Tennessee have to have Nico to beat Georgia?
Do they have to have him to beat Georgia? The answer is no, they don't have to have him, but by golly, we need him. Mm-hmm. So I can't say we can't beat Georgia without him, but it would certainly put a damper on it if we didn't have him.
I'm going to say, yeah, we do need him. Just for the simple fact, he does things that that Gaston Moore cannot do. He's able to extend play with the feet, you know, better than Gaston Moore. Gaston can do that. I think he's just got a better head on his shoulders. He knows the game better.
My concern is without Nico, then they could almost center in on stopping our run and Dylan Sampson. Good luck on that, by the way. But, you know, we almost become one-dimensional without Nico if Gaston Moore's in there. Because we know he's going to try to throw it deep.
Yeah.
Man, Mike says no, defense will take care of things. Justin Matthews says no as well. I'm going to say yes. I think unless it's just pouring rain and we get to just ground and pound them, we're going to talk a whole lot more.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Georgia on Friday.
But Gaston knows the offense great. He's a great game manager. I'm a big fan of Gaston. But to win a game like this, especially a pissed off Georgia team that feels like they're disrespected, and
Kirby's going to have a motivator.
Kirby's probably the best motivator as a coach in college football. He gets them idiots chasing parked cars down there.
Yeah, barking at people in the
barking
stands.
Barking at people. You make sure to take some treats down there.
Baldy, I got a question for you. Where's Merklinger at? You know, he's a freshman as well. And
redshirt.
Yeah, well, he ain't played but a couple of snaps. So I'm just curious. How's he coming along?
Not sure. I think Heupel's just very confident in Moore, considering he's been with him since UCF.
He's been with him five years?
That's the best answer that I've got for you there. But this game is going to take elite talent, and we're playing an elite talented team in Georgia. The best players in the country, they've got them down there in Athens, unfortunately.
Best convicts in the country.
Yeah. Let's hit the comment box real quick. Justin says, if we can hold Georgia under 20 points, we should win the game, I believe. I agree.
I do too.
Yep, 100%. But we got to score 21.
I agree 100%. JC says no rain Saturday in the forecast. I've been looking. I know. He says only tears are going to be from them dogs.
So salty.
Ryan Jackson says he hopes we don't play against Georgia's second-string quarterback because we have a track record of losing against second-string quarterbacks. I agree, Ryan.
Robert says hit them early, hit them hard. All day, no worries if Moore starts.
And Sonny wants to know where Edith is.
I don't know. Spanky's not here, so Edith ain't here.
Piss on her.
So I don't know. Josh loves Edith.
Probably. Best friends outside of here.
Edith's probably at Josh's house.
Better not be.
Asleep. He.
And his wife's something to say about that.
Whoever. Whatever. I don't know what you call that thing, son. Look like a possum.
You have a possum in your house.
That's true.
On this session of TikTok, we've got 13,600 likes.
My fingers
if
get
you
tired.
Combine hour one with this, we're about 25,000 likes on
we
TikTok.
Love it.
So we appreciate that very, very much. You all get the behind the scenes view because they won't let us stream the full show here. So it's awesome that y'all stick in there with us.
Catch a look at me.
Joseph says we need to throw the damn ball to Brazel. The man is too tall.
I agree.
He's good.
He's actually only good. About an inch taller than me, believe it or not.
Don't you go play some receiver? You got about three downs left in you?
I'll be able to block.
Got any eligibility left?
Put me out there on one of them screen passes and I'll block.
Get in on that Diego Pavez lawsuit there and get you a couple years of eligibility there, Valdaddy.
Yeah, I want four.
He was busy serving her.
That's right.
We've got a go Hoosiers in the comments.
I don't hate it.
Whatever.
Ray Moore says,
go this week, Hoosiers, for sure.
Ray Moore says, what do we have to do to beat Georgia in Athens? We will talk about it Friday. Make sure to check in. We're going to be live on location at Hound Dogs Knoxville. 901 Vol says scoring in the first half was nice. Yes.
Scoring nice. A lot in the first half.
20 points. Yep. Should have had more. Should have had
still
more.
Left more out there. We've still not put a whole game together, man.
Joseph says, throw the ball to Luke then. Bring back the fullback position. Yeah. That's what I thrived at. Fullback position, a little linebacker, a little defensive end. Let's give Hound Dogs a shout-out. Locally owned and operated right in the heart of West Knoxville. They have the largest selection of youth clothing and tons of the checkerboard overalls that we all wear, stocked in all sizes. They carry a huge variety of brands like the Vol Navy, our great sponsor, Tennessee Trends, that Amy Maxwell owns, Vintage UT, 865 Life, Old 10, and many other small business brands. Check Hound Dogs out in person at 9250 Kingston Pike or online at hdknoxville.com. They'll also be set up at the Loco Drive-In on game days, which is a huge event.
We also got our Tenergy drinks that you can get at Hound Dogs. And I'm wearing a Vols Navy sweatshirt tonight I picked up at the Vols Navy shop right there at Calhoun's on game days. So check them out. I love the sweatshirt. It's really nice, really comfy.
Yeah, Walter wants to know if we've tried that Tenergy.
I have. It's fantastic.
I love it.
I haven't got to try it yet. Try it? Not right now. I'm going to go to bed.
It's on a sugar rush. It's in 186 stores. And I'll tell you this. You know, we talk about the Vol Navy, we talk about Tenergy, but this is also goes to help NIL for student athletes. Hunter Inslee, Carolyn Pickens, Zakai Ziegler, and Brew McCoy. NIL deals with Tenergy, so we got to thank them for that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's good to know you're supporting them players whenever you support the brand. Whitney says, Luke, we need a separate podcast for your hair routine. Yeah, I need to do a get ready with me in the morning like on TikTok.
You got to just wear like a shirt, something, nothing underneath, or like all the rest of the females on there.
Yeah. That would probably get the most likes. It seems like that's what everybody likes to see on there.
I'm still saying a wig, man. We could sell them things, make
a
lot of money.
We could do a wig. We could do a Valdaddy wig.
I'd wear it.
At the games, usually I have a bunch of people grab it and, is this real?
Yeah.
Wow, right?
I feel like Donald Trump. It's time to announce last week's winner of the football pick'em. Spur, let the people know who won last week's giveaway on the Vols Deep Facebook page.
I tell you what, I went through it earlier and I couldn't believe it when I seen it. It's an old friend of mine from Oneida, Tennessee, Evil Eddie Duncan. Won pick'ems this week. He went 9-1. It was closest on the tiebreaker. Evil Ed is solely responsible for my 20-plus years in the wrestling business. He's the one that got me started in that. So
you said Evil?
Evil Duncan. Eddie Duncan, yep.
Evil
Ed,
Duncan.
As we called him.
Evil Ed.
Eddie Duncan, though,
yep.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I've got his information. I'll get it to you.
All right. We will get that mailed to you very soon. And when there's a winner, that means there must be a loser. Where's he at? Our records for week... Man, I got week three on here. I need to update this. Whoa. Were Josh 8-2?
All right, way to go, Josh.
Spur 6-4.
Whew, that was rough.
Ball Daddy 6-4. Spanky went 5. Every time he loses, he ain't here.
Yeah, imagine that.
He went 5-5. He still owes us money for St. Jude's.
We'll beat it out of him.
We're gonna start charging interest.
50 now.
But we're going to draw for him right now to see what Spanky has to do. Actually, I guess before that, we'll keep the routine. I had to shave my eyebrow off for losing. I'm not sure if you all can see this or not, but it's not there. There's my other one. But I'll show you the video. Here we go.
Where we'll be for the next hour on Josh and Swain. VFL and former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain is here. I'm Josh Ward. You can join us at 865-656-9900. We heard Josh Heupel during the first hour of the show with his game week press conference getting ready for Georgia on Saturday. He said that Nico was with Tennessee this morning as the Vols practice in the morning.
Well, he needs to be there in meetings and going over the film study from Saturday, learn from those mistakes, start putting in the game plan for this weekend. So.
All right, we're back.
I love it.
I got Josh and Swain got a free free spot.
We know what you listen to in your off time.
Yep.
Cheap plug.
I don't miss Josh and Swain hardly any. I got an alarm set on my phone when they come on.
It wasn't that 3-7 show.
No.
Love those guys too.
Wasn't that one? All right. So I guess let's shake this cup up. And Spanky, we put a vote on there, and Spanky wants me to draw the punishment. So I'll give it a good shake. I'll let you all give it a good shake, and then we'll pull one out of there.
Make it be something that he'll do. We need to up that donation to $100 or something to make sure he does it.
Yeah, he's got to do something. I got like PTSD. I thought that was me having a draw again. But this is for Spanky. He's the loser, not me. Oh, we know he's donating on this one.
What is it?
Get a power T tattoo.
He ain't going to do that.
He's against tattoos. Give a different
somewhere
one.
On your body.
Give a different one. We're going to make a different one.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know he wouldn't do that one. No. Big old puss.
Spanky is against tattoos. And anything fun.
All right, let's put this one back in there. I'm stuck together, boys. Oh, yes.
Yes. That sounds good.
All right. Get a temporary face tattoo of the Vol Daddy.
That's the one.
And wear it to a game or wear it to dinner. Hold on. Let me find these things. Oh, yeah. Let me show. I've already got them printed off and everything.
Pass it over here. We'll show it to TikTok as well.
Sticker Mule offered these for like $5. And I said, I can't turn that down. Spanky. Is he on here? Have y'all seen him on here?
He was on here earlier. I don't believe he is now.
Oh, I'm glad he got this one. So, Spanky. He's going to have to get a he's going to put this temporary face tattoo on. He's going to have to wear it to a game or dinner.
He's going
to
wear it on his face. That's good stuff.
That's great stuff.
I love it. I hope you're watching, Spanky. You deserve every bit of this. Every bit of this.
Hey, it couldn't happen to a better guy, you know?
He deserves it.
I'd have done either one of those punishments. I just need you to know that.
We got a better shave than wax.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the wax, I don't think.
Yeah, you would.
Jesse says I'll do that there. I'll get the power T tatted.
I've already done it.
I've still got to get one soon, so it's coming.
We've been hearing this for years.
We have.
It won't ever happen. I'm calling it right now. I ain't ever going to do it.
Years. JC says, I need one's for my son. I'll send you one. I thought it was funny. And then I was like,
Those are awesome.
I got to make it a punishment.
Those are awesome.
That's funny. Barrett says, Georgia's playing to stay alive. We beat them, and they are in the Music City Bowl. Maybe.
Something warm in Florida.
Let's hit TikTok real quick before we close this out. We're at 15,200 likes on there. You combine that with the first session, we're at like 32,000. No, my bad. That's awful. 27,000 likes.
That Cofield education
on TikTok.
Padding the stats again.
Yeah, padding the stats over.
Shit. I can pull up clips of y'all's math if you want me to.
You can pull up clips of Spanky's math. I try not to do math on here.
It's all the same education. We appreciate all of y'all for listening. Let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. He donates $100 of every real estate closing to charities. He's already donated $8,700 the first 7 months of doing this. Some of those charities include Cofield and Wartburg Youth Sports, the Legends of Tennessee Football Camp. He's great for our small communities. He's your go-to resource for all things insurance and real estate in our area. 865-742-1672 is his direct line. Call or text him, whichever you prefer. Please let him know the Vols Deep Podcast sent you. That's going to do it for this episode of Vols Deep Podcast. Double show this week.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Can't wait till Friday, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, Friday's going to be fun. Again, we're going to be at Hound Dogs in Knoxville on Friday. So make sure you check us out Friday evening.
Probably about 4:30. Is that about right, Vol Daddy?
Yeah, we'll announce it. It'll be something like that.
Yeah, come on out, meet us, shake our hands. You know,
talk football with us
before and after the show. We'll stick around for a while.
Yep. Thank you all for listening to us. We appreciate y'all very, very much.
We love you.
And go Vols.
Go Vols. Beat those damn dogs.